USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan this past week dealt a blow when a federal judge in Texas struck it down. But some legal experts say that ruling is likely to be overturned by the Supreme Court. Abby Shafroth is the director of the Student Loan and Borrower Assistance Project at the National Consumer Law Center.
The president has ample authority under the settlement and compromise provisions of the Higher Education Act to administer the student loan program, to make loans, and also to cancel and forgive those loans when he so chooses.
Iran talks of death penalties for protesters.
Almost 15,000 protesters in Iran are facing a potential death penalty, but protests aren't slowing down. Iran's parliament overwhelmingly voted in favor of the death penalty for protesters earlier this week. Nearly 2 months of protests began in September after news of the death of a 22-year-old woman became public after she was arrested and allegedly beaten to death by Iran's so-called morality police. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona has won his race against Republican challenger Blake Masters, who had been backed by former President Trump. The win marks Kelly's first full term. The former astronaut had been elected in 2020 to finish up the term of the late Senator John McCain. Saturday, he held a news conference to react to the news that he had won the race, and he thanked Arizona's election officials.
Honorable Republicans and Democrats who are doing the important work of making sure that Arizonans' votes and voices are heard, their votes are counted as quickly and as transparently as possible.
Kelly's win moves the Democrats closer to control of the Senate. Senate races in Nevada and Georgia still have not been called. Nevada is still being counted, and Georgia has gone to a runoff. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Federal officials have said that two historic military planes collided and crashed to the ground Saturday during a Dallas air show, sending plumes of black smoke billowing into the sky. It was unclear how many people were on board the aircraft or if anyone on the ground was hurt. Emergency crews raced to the crash scene at the Dallas Executive Airport, about 10 miles from the city's downtown. The Boeing B-17 Flying Fortress and a Bell P-63 King Cobra collided and crashed around 1:20 in the afternoon, the Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement. This is from Dallas City Fire and Rescue radio chatter of the incident via Broadcastify.
We had an air collision down on the airport.
The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board were launching investigations. A North Carolina teen accused of a mass shooting has been transferred from a hospital to a detention facility.
A teenager accused of conducting a mass shooting in Raleigh, North Carolina, is out of the hospital. Raleigh police saying that the 15-year-old was transported to a juvenile facility on Thursday. He was getting treatment after he was seriously injured following a shootout with officers last month. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Syndicated radio talk show legend Jim Bohannon has died. He hosted an overnight program with a center of the spectrum point of view and curiosity for all kinds of topics starting in 1993 when he took over for Larry King. Jim Bohannon was 78 years old and retired from the program just a month ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.